Hey there, listener. Do you have something to say? Then you're already a podcaster. You just don't know it yet. Whether you love to shoot the breeze with your friends, have an urge to share your passion with the world, or even want to grow your business, you've got something worth saying with a podcast. With Acast, it couldn't be easier to start your own show. Launch, grow, and make money from your podcast across all listening platforms. If you have something to say, you're a podcaster. Head over to acast.com to get started for free.
Hey friend, we're back for another takeover episode of Dope Black Women Podcast. My name is Kiara and I'm the host of Grow Black Girl Grow, a community dedicated to uplifting Christian women and girls of color by providing them with the mindset tools they need to grow and heal. If that doesn't pique your interest enough, then you might want to keep listening because this episode will be a hit for many of you. I am sure of it. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. Okay, before we move into the episode, this is something that I do on my actual podcast where I tell you about my mental health, whether it be for the day or how it's feeling for the week. And it's just a moment for you to not only listen to me and how I have been dealing with life, but as a reminder for you to take that moment whenever, wherever you're listening, to pause and reflect on your life as well. So I like to talk about mental health in four different categories because sometimes we don't really know where to start. So using these guiding questions or reflection prompts, if you will, they are just serving as a starting point. So I like to talk about, what am I struggling with? What am I grateful for? What am I praying for? And what are my actions? So feel free to pause and rewind if you need to. That way you can just have that with you in your time of needing to reflect. What am I struggling with? I believe I have still been struggling with time management. If you are following me on IG, I have been talking about it for a minute, just trying to process through my new schedule, just all the different moving parts, and, you know, just trying to get a routine in place. And I have been doing a couple of things here and there, but it's still a struggle in itself just to adapt to a new routine. And so I think moving into the gratitude space here, I am grateful for just allowing myself grace, like giving my own self grace so that I can adapt and move some things around and, you know, try something. And if it ain't working, then just try something new. Like, just giving myself grace and grateful that I'm being kind to myself and not beating myself up because I don't have anything true in place just yet. And that's, you know, struggle and gratitude there. What am I praying for? I am praying for, honestly, I'm just going to say I'm praying for just the world right now. It's so easy to say, oh, I'm going to pray for myself for X, Y, and Z. But I think right now in this space, I would like to devote my prayer for this segment to the world because there's just been a lot of things going on. I mean, like, we're still in COVID for sure, right? But with just the mass shootings that has happened, and I know I myself as a mom, when that shooting happened in Uvalde, Texas, I was filled with a ton of anxiety and rage. And like, my kids aren't in school yet, but at some point they will be going to elementary school. And I just felt like, well, is this going to happen to them? Is this going to happen at their school in their generation whenever they do start going to big school? And it's so saddening that people are dealing with so much mental trauma and just mental disparity there. Like, you know, why to such innocent lives? And I look at my 3-year-old and my 1-year-old and I'm like, y'all are so innocent. And even in the moments where you're doing something and I ask you not to do it, you're still filled with so much innocence and so much opportunity. Why would someone want to take that away from you? Well, not them, like, you know, Lord, show my kids, but just like the, just children in general. Like, why would you want to take that away? So anyway, off my soapbox there, going back to prayer, I just want to spend this time saying a prayer for the world and that people who are dealing with that level of mental trauma and what other terminology we could place in there, that God heals them, that they find some type of help. I know, like, people can be extremely far gone, but if there's any humanity left in those people who are on the brink of snapping and making those types of decisions, that he just bring someone in their life to send them peace and healing and, you know, just help them through whatever they may be going through. Lastly, what are my actions? My actions are to continue to refine my routines, because I do feel like I'm getting to a place where my time management is getting a lot better than it had been over the couple of weeks, as I've continued to say, you know, this isn't working, let me try this, or I like this, so I'll, you know, keep trying to work on it and be intentional and be conscious about it. So that's just my actions. So thank you so much for listening to me verbal process. I am a verbal processor. I hope that you use this time not only to listen to me babble, but to take some time and sit with yourself. What are you struggling with? What are you grateful for? What are you praying for? And what are your actions, friend? Friend, I need you to close your eyes and just listen to me paint this picture. If you're driving, please don't close your eyes, but do your best to imagine this scene. It's Sunday morning, and you got Yatasha Cobbs playing. My favorite is He Knows My Name. That's what I've been jamming right now. But you're in the mood for a good word. You've put on your Sunday's best. And if you're really traditional, you may even have on a pair of stockings and a head covering. So you finally made it to church with a heart, ears, and a mind ready to receive what the Lord has for you, right? Praise and worship was on point. It even had you in tears, in awe of how amazing God is. The church announcements are finally over, and this is the moment you've been waiting for all morning. The pastor gets up, delivers their message centered around sin and what the saints aren't doing, and 30 minutes to an hour later, they dismiss and say, "See you next week." Okay, friend, open your eyes. In this moment, how do you feel? If you're like me, you're feeling a bit unfulfilled. Your cup is not running over. Now, don't make a mistake. The message was on point, but not for you, because in this moment of life, you are not dealing with adultery or fornication or even backbiting, right? What you need from God is strictly a battle in the mind. And the message you heard, it wasn't it. Have you been there before? The amount of times I can count on my hands that I've been there is insurmountable. So, friend, needless to say, that left me feeling, well, maybe God and the church ain't for me. Because when I go to church, I feel like I'm not getting what I need. I am here to tell you, though, God and the church are for you. What's not for you is that message today, and that's okay. Think about the book you purchased, or the movie, or maybe even that meal at that one restaurant, and you was like, baby, that ain't it. Like, it was a whole no for me. Sometimes things aren't for you. There's a time and a place and a season for everything in life. You just have to know where you are in your life. And in order for you to know where you are, you need God, you need Jesus, and you need therapy. Did you think I was going to say the Holy Spirit? The Trinity? Now you need that too. But remember, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit or one. So yeah, he was covered in the two above mentioned names. Friend, you need God and you need therapy for those times when what they said over the pulpit ain't for you. The battle of the mind is real, and sometimes you need a trained specialist or another resource to supplement what the Word of God has said. Let's say you're triggered and you're in so much rage and anger that you can't even think of a scripture or a prayer. But what you can do is breathe. You can bring your awareness to your breath, which will give you what you need to refocus from the rage and on the scripture and on that prayer to get you through. That is not something they teach in church. And honestly, I've been mulling around with the idea of will things like this ever be taught in church? God and therapy and mental health resources are not in competition, but instead they are puzzle pieces that make up you so that you can go through this crazy thing called life. They are the yin and yang to each and every one of our lives. Friend, are you keeping up? As I was speaking a few moments ago, did your mind go to the church mothers or even the church deacons or whomever is at the church that you attend? I am here to tell you to tell them they need therapy too, but do it in a nice way. Do it out of love, right? We have to still go to people with love and kindness. If you haven't learned by now that people shun away what they don't understand, then learn that right now in this moment. Accept it. Release those uncomfortable feelings that come with it. The church mothers, they fit right into that mold. I've come to the realization that they can't accept therapy because it was not something they ever had. Is it your fault? Nope. Is it their fault? Not even just a little bit. And since you know better, your job now is to give them grace in their ignorance. Don't be angry with them for what they don't understand, whether that be through ignorance or out of pure stubbornness. Accept that they are questioning you from a place of not understanding why you get to have this resource for your problems, when they never had anything else but Jesus, but prayer, because of the time that they grew up in. Friend, we need Jesus, and we need therapy, because they didn't have social media back then, something that has been aiding in so much of my mental distress, this youth's that is growing up right now, their mental distress, the comparison, the anxiety, the depression, all of the things that come with having such access to the world around us. So we need a trained professional who can help us pinpoint those thoughts and those emotions And we need God to give us the strength and the courage to unlearn, to uproot, and plant a new foundation. Because that I for sure can't do out of sheer will of my own. My therapist is not with me every day, all day, but God is, and so is his breath of life. You see how this works, friend? They are not in competition. They work together to help you vibrate higher, to help you live out God's will in your life. And if you think I'm lying, think about that person who goes to church daily, but is still talking about the saints. They need a therapist. They need help to find the root cause of why they're talking about people. Just saying a prayer, it ain't enough. And the fact that they're still talking about people every day, even after they get out of church, that is proof alone that they need someone else. The prayer doesn't give you the tools. The prayer humbles you and reminds you that you're not here because of you. You are here for a greater purpose. You are here to do the will of God. The thought work, though, that is where you get the mindset tools you need to carry out God's purpose on earth. Friend, I could go on and on and on about this topic. I am so passionate about this, if you can't already tell. And if this sounds like something you're feeling and agreeing with, then subscribe to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Anchor platforms. You can stream the entire season one, which theme is all about perspective and dealing with childhood trauma. You can also stream the current season, season number two, where this theme we're talking about becoming. And if you want more from me, on a day-to-day basis, join my Instagram community at podcast.growblackgirl. There, I remind you to reset, and I keep you encouraged daily as you go throughout your life. This walk of faith is a lot, along with this thought work, and God did not intend for us to do it alone. So don't be pressured to do it alone. That's our time, friends. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Grow Black Girl Grow. Always remember, everything in this episode is my opinion and experiences outside of the things that I Google. This by no means is a replacement of seeing a licensed therapist or a primary care physician. Keep growing. Peace and love, friends.